Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Ches, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amad Beis, more halachos regarding a Shchiv Merah. Omar Rav Nachman, Shchiv Merah Sha'omar, Shchiv Merah. Again, this is a dying man that said, Yodur Ployni Bebayezeh, Yoichal Ployni Peiroiz Dekolzeh. So as he's dying, he's giving final instructions what should happen with his possessions. He says that this house that I've owned, Ployni should live there. He doesn't say that I'm giving him the house, but he says that I'm giving him the right to live there. This dekel that I own, Yoichal Ployni Peiroiz Dekelzeh. Ployni should have the right to eat any peiroiz, any fruit that are going to grow on this dekel. Says Rava Loya Marklo. It's worthless. And even though Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami, and as we've spoken out so many times, there are many chidushim and sub-chidushim that emerge from that halacha, it doesn't matter. This would not work. Atshe Yoimar, you want to give away your house? You want to give away your peiros? You'd have to say, Tenu Bayezeh L'Ployni V'Yidr Boy, give this house to Ployni so that he could live in it. That would be okay. Or Tenu Dekelzeh L'Ployni V'Yoichal Peirosof. So if you're just giving over the rights to live in the house, that doesn't work. If you're just giving over the schus peiros in a dekel, that doesn't work. If you give the house, if you give the tree, that's going to work. So let's see the Rashbam inside. Omer Rav Nachman, Shchiv Merah Shomai Yadu Ployni Bebayezeh, Yoichal Ployni Peiros Dekelzeh, Layomar Klo, about 10 lines from the bottom. Shahadiro Ein Ba Mamash Laknoisa, because living, the act of living, the verb, is a Dovash Ein Ba Mamash. Thus, you can't be Maknet. U Peiros Dekel Nami, Ein Oda Makta Dovash Loi Baloilam. And if you want to give away the Peiros of a Dekel, it's a Dovash Loi Baloilam. But Kivan, the Matnas Bari, Afilu Bikinyan Sutalaikoni. Now, if this person wasn't a Shchiv Merah, he was a Bari, he was alive and well, he was a healthy person, and he wanted to be Makna, the Dira in a bias, or he wanted to be Makna, the Peiros of a Dekel, Bikinyan Sutar, with a regular traditional Kinyan. He wouldn't be able to do it. The mili loy miknu, elim kein hikna loy hachefetz. You can't be makna mili. You have to be makna achefetz. Can go in dekele peiros of a bayis loder. So matna shchiv merah nami loy kanya. It's for that reason that matna shchiv merah wouldn't work either. The milso the lesser bebari, lesser b'shchiv merah. Something that a bari would not be able to do with a kinyan, a shchiv merah cannot do with dvarim. She ain't shchiv merah chomer min habari. A shchiv merah is not chomer than a bari, with the exception of one area, Elo, the Amirasa b'makim kinyan shal barihu. That whatever would work al yidei kinyan for a bari works for a shchiv merah al yidei amira. But v'heichot ha'im kinyan mayalos b'bari. But if you have something that a bari can't do, even with a kinyan, amira b'shchiv merah le'mahanya midi, amira wouldn't work for a shchiv merah. Hilkach, it's for that reason. Fears ha'is the Rashbam. Ein mayal ha'chiyem etinu b'yisal ha'ployni. So says the Rashbam, a very important rule in matna shchiv merah. The only difference between a shchiv merah and a bari is one. And that is that what a bari needs a kinyan to do, a shchiv merah can do without a kinyan. Now from that idea, there emerges some other chidusha. But the point is that as it relates to chaymer, of when kinyan can work and when kinyan cannot work, that's really the one rule. So if ein ada makna dovash loy b'la'olam, it's going to apply to a shchiv merah as well. If a person can't be makna dovash ein bay mamish, it's going to work for a shchiv merah as well. It's for that reason that Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, who is the guru in Chesha Mishpat, this important halacha, that a shchiv merah that wants to be makna dovash ein bay mamish, such as yidar ployni bebayezeh, or he wants to be makna dovash loy b'loylam, such as yoichal ployni peiros dekelzeh, the halacha is loy omar konfeit the gemara. That's so, Rashbam explained it so beautifully, that a shchiv merah cannot be makna bedvarim, anything that a bari cannot be makna with a kinyan. Is that so? Name of the Sovereign Rav Nachman, Bilsa de Isa Bebari, Isa Beshchiv Merah, the Lesa Bebari, Lesa Beshchiv Merah, Rav Rav Nachman. Rav himself said, in the name of the same Rav Nachman, Shchiv Merah Sha'amar Tnu, Halva Asi Laploini, Halva Asa Laploini. The halacha is that if Reuven loaned Shimon $1,000, Reuven's the Malva, Shimon is the Leifa. Can Reuven go and sell the Shtar Chayv? So, in the United States of America, you can. There's a very large secondary stock market, bond market, etc., etc. A person can sell a loan. The question is, Medina de Gemara, can you sell a loan or can you not sell a loan? So the halacha really is, it depends. And we've had it so many times in Shas where people are selling loans. But where we find it in Shas is where somebody's selling a milva bishtar. A milva bishtar you can sell. A milva al peh, you cannot sell. Stating that, Rav said in the name of Nachman, a shchiv mira who was owed money, he had lent money to Shimon, so that there's an outstanding milva al peh. He's the malva, and he said on his deathbed, Tnu, divrei shchiv mira kichsuvin chimsurim dami. Halvasi l'ploini, halvasi l'ploini. The loan is going to transfer. Now, says the Gemara of Alphak after less of a bari, even though this is something that a bari can't do. A bari, even with a kinyan sudr, cannot be makna milva al peh. He could be makna milva bishtar, but he cannot be malva. Makna milva al peh. Now, if you're going to tell me milsa de issa babari, issa b'shchiv mera, the less of a bari, less of b'shchiv mera, and it's for that reason Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman that just like a bari can't be makna dova shein be mamish, a bari can't be makna dova shloi beloilu, so to a shchiv mera can't be makna dova shein be mamish, a shchiv mera can't be makna dova shloi beloilu. So why is it that a shchiv mera can be makna milva al peh? We should say that it's a milsa the less of a bari can't be makna milva al peh. He can be makna milva b'shtar, but he can't be makna milva al peh. And for the same reason, a shchiv mera shouldn't be able to be makna or milva al peh either, says the Gemara two terutz. Rapapa says hail the yoyrish yarsh. Rapapa said that the real way to look at a shchiv mera is as a yoyrish, meaning he can't just do whatever he wants. And it's for that reason he can't be makna dovash ein b'mamish, he can't be makna dovash loy b'loylam. But at the same time, he's a little bit better, or he's different than an ordinary makna in the matnas bari sense. Who is he treated like? He's treated like a yoyrish. So anything that somebody could be moirish, a shchiv mera can be makna. So that's the gedder. The gedder is not a shchiv mera can give anything that a bari can give. The gedder is a shchiv mera can give anything that a person can be moirish. So just like a person can be moirish, a milva al peh, a shchiv mera can be makna milva al peh. And that's why Rav Nachman said, shchiv mera sha'amar tnu havasi l'ploini, havasi l'ploini, v'yavag after less of the bar. A bari can't be makna milva al peh. It doesn't bother me, because we're not comparing a shchiv mera to a bari, we're comparing a shchiv mera to a moirish. But even a moirish, speaks out the Rashbam, cannot be makna dover shein by mamish, and cannot be moirish a dover shalei b'loilam. For that reason, Rav Nachman said that yider ploini bebayezeh yoichal ploini peiris dekolzeh lo yomar klum. So again, we began the sugya with Rav Nachman's comment. Very straightforward Gemara. Shchiv mera she'amar yado ploini bebayezeh yoichal ploini peiris dekolzeh lo yomar klum. Because the rule of ina the makna dover shalei b'loilam, and the rule that a person can't be makna dover shein by mamish, applied to a shchiv mera just like they applied to a bari. The Gemara understood that the tifkait in what Rav Nachman is saying is that we view a shchiv mera the same way we view a bari. And anything a bari could do with a kinyan, a shchiv mera could do with dvar. But anything a bari can't do even with a kinyan, a shchiv mera can't do even with dvar. That was that very nice Rashbam that we saw inside together, right at the beginning of this morning's daf. But the Gemara said it can't be. You can't tell me that the rule of thumb in how to understand what a shchiv mera can or cannot do is dependent on what a bari can or cannot do. Because we know a shchiv mera can be makna bidvarim, a milval peh, whereas a bari can't be makna even with a sudr, a milval peh. Must be, the rule of thumb is a little different. It's not that a shchiv mera could do whatever a bari could do, it's a shchiv mera could do whatever a moirish can do. And being that a moirish can be moirish, a milval peh, a shchiv mera can give over b'matan, a milval peh as well. But even a moirish can't be moirish adav shalei b'loilam. Even a moirish can't be moirish adav shein b'mamish. It's for that reason a shchiv mera can't give over adav shalei b'loilam. A shchiv mera can't give over a davar shein b'mamish. Rav Acha b'rei Rav Ika amar a different teretz. Again, the gedder really is that a shchiv mera is compared not to it. It's like the Gemara thought in the Hava Mina. Milsa the isa b'bari isa b'shchiv mera. The less of a bari, less of a shchiv mera. V'asa givein the kasha. That how could a shchiv mera give over a milva al peh? A bari can't give over a milva al peh. Said Rav Acha b'rei Rav Ika, it's not true. Halva isa b'bari. There is a time that a bari can be makna a milva al peh. Ukidrafuna marav. Ta'am ravuna marav. Marali biyadcha. Tneu l'ployni. B'maymit shloshtam kana. You have the halach of maymit shloshtam. So this is the third time that we've had halacha maimed shloshtam very, very recently. So just a chazer over. What's maimed shloshtam? Maimed shloshtam, the ikra sugi is in sechtes gittin daf gimel, daf yud dalet. As a matter of fact, when we learned gittin daf yud dalet, it was a Sunday daf, and we started off with a 15-minute intro on the sugi of maimed shloshtam. So in kama koymi laharech, we're learning sugis of shchivmera. We have our own difficult sugis to deal with right now. We don't have to go back to the difficult sugis in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. But the basic idea of Maimed Shloshtam is that if Reuven loaned money to Shimon, so Shimon has Reuven's money, or Reuven gave Shimon something to watch, so that Shimon is a Shomer Pekodin on behalf of Reuven. And Reuven wants that the Pekodin should go from Shimon to Levi. He wants to be Makna the Pekodin to Levi. Or this money that's owed to him, he loaned money to Shimon, he wants to be Makna the Chayiv over to Levi. So if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, the three parties, are present in the same room, and Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, you know that Pekodin that you have that you're watching for me? I want it to be Levi's. You know that money that you owe me because I loaned it to you? You might say no. But you know that money? I want Levi now to be the Malfa. I want to be Makna that Chayiv over to Levi. B'maymid Shloshtan, it works. And not only does it works even for a Milval Peh. Since Rav Acha B'Rei Rav Ika said that the whole Anoch of the Gemara's Kasha was that how could you tell me that a Shchimra can be Makna Milval Peh? It's a Milsa, the less of a Bari. A Bari can't be Makna, even Bekinyan and Suda Milval Peh. Zok the Gemara, it's not true. There is a Hechitimtza, albeit one far-fetched Hechitimtza, where somebody can be Makna Milval Peh. How's that? Maimed Shloshtam. But the point is it works. So if it works, it is consistent with the rule of thought of Milsa. You learn these sugis, it's really the rule of thumb. Milsa, the Isa Bebari, Isa Bishchimera, the Lesa Bebari, Lesa Bishchimera. So just a chazer. Maimed Shloshtam, and the reason we had it recently is because it actually has something in common with some of the halachas over here in Masechtas Bava Basra, because it's one of the three halachas that are Milsa B'lei Taima, right? We had the Gemara on Friday, really Thursday's daf, where the Gemara said, Hani klas mili shavinu rabbanon ki hilchas B'lei Taima. There are three halachas that the Chachamim said are halachas, but they're Milsa B'lei Taima. The Bava Basra halacha is, if somebody gives all his nechasim over to his wife, lo yasa el ha-petropa. Even though it seems like he's giving his nechasim to his wife, that's what he's trying to do. But lo asa ela petropa. He doesn't really mean to give it to his wife. Because why would a person give his wife all his possessions and omit his children completely from his Yerusha? Apparently that was considered very bizarre. It's for that reason, lo asa ela petropa. But the Gemara refers to it as a hilchas b'lei taima. But it's a little bit of an oxymoron. Because when you learn the Rashbam, we just explained it right now, it actually makes a little bit of sense. Because there's an umdra, a person would not want to give all his nechasim to his wife and omit his children from the Yerusha, thus lo yasal apostropa. So one second. So it's a milsa b'taima. It's not a milsa b'lei taima. But either way, it's one of the three halachas the Gemara says is milsa b'lei taima. Idach, amar rab, manali b'yotcha, t'nei, will apply to be maimed shloshtam kan. So maimed shloshtam is one of the three famous or infamous Hilchas B'lei Taimas. These are halachas that permeate Shas. It pokes its head every now and again when you learn Gemaras, but it's a halacha B'lei Taimas. Now, if you take a look at the Rashbam, in our Gemara, the Rashbam says, B'maymet Shloshtam Kana, Miklas Hilchas B'lei Taimas. It's one of the three halachas that have no time. And being that this is something that the Seichim used to do, says the Rashbam in the same breath, there's no reason why Maimed Shloshtam works. And then the Rashbam says, I'm going to tell you why Maimed Shloshtam works. Because being that the Seichim do it, so if the Seichim do it, that's a good reason for it to work. Now, that in and of itself, the fact that the Seichim do it is a good reason. And now I know it's a reason, because we're at the tail end of the three bavas. We have to know this by now. Because there's a halacha called Kinyan Situmta. What's Kinyan Situmta? It's tucked away. It's in Perek Ezo Neshech and Masechtas Bava Metzia. That if the Seichrim have a certain minig, it's brought down to Choshe Mishvat Sin in Reish Aleph, that if the Seichrim have a minig, like they shake hands on it, mazal, back of the envelope, it doesn't matter what it is. But if there's a certain industry where the minig of the industry is that if you do kach v'kach, that consummates the kinyan, even though it's not uiska halta necessarily, begidrei chayshem mishpat, the halacha is kinyan si tumta, works. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. They used to go mazal, and that would work. It's a real kinyan. It's not a joke. It's a real, real kinyan. Because if that's the derech ha-tagorim, it's the derech ha-chenvenim, it's the derech ha-soichrim, that is in and of itself enough. So Rashbam told me now that you know why Maimon Shloshtim works. Lafish ha-dover nogu ben ha-soichrim ve-ha-chenvenim tiknus ha-dover. Look at this. That's not the milsa b'lay taima. So why is it a milsa b'lay taima? It's the same problem we just had with a kaysif called the chas of the ishtai loyaso ela petrapa. It's a milsav lay time, and all the rishonim explain kaysifs in different places in Shas. Actually, makes a lot of sense because there's an umdin in the muchach that the person never meant to give it to his wife. Why would he do it? So it probably wants is that she should be the apotropos like this. The children will respect her. We've spoken about this a lot. But here too, how could you tell me the maimon shlosh is milsav lay time, and in the same breath tell me it's what the soichrim do? If it's what the soichrim do, then that's a reason. It's called kinyan. See, tumta. Maybe not everybody knows it, but it doesn't mean it's not halacha. Kinyan si tumta is a fact. It's a metzias. We did a whole intro on that also once upon a time. So kinyan si tumta, when we spoke about the mechiras habechayr between Yaakov and Esav, so we talked then a lot about kinyan si tumta. It ties into the sugyas of inah the matn davar shleibel oilam. Again, this is Nezikin 101. It's chayshem mishma 101. So the kasha is, if there's something called kinyan si tumta and this seems to fit with si tumta, then why is it a milsav lay time? So there's an interesting maritz chias in masechtas Gittin. I don't want to get too into this, but there's an interesting maritz too late. There's an interesting Maritz Chiyas in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Daf Yud Daled in the Sugis of Maimit Shloshlam, where the Maritz Chiyas says something fascinating. He says it's true that Maimit Shloshlam on some level has a tam, but he says at the end of the day the Rabbanon were the ones that were Mechadish Situmta. The Rabbanon were the ones that were Mechadish Maimit Shloshlam, which means it works with the Gedarim of Hefker, Bezdan, Hefker. And we know that there's a Chakira Yadu in Hefker, Bezdan, Hefker. When we say Bezdan has an ability to be Mafkir somebody in the Chasim, does it just mean they can make it Hefker? So that right now it's Hefker. If somebody wants, go be kind of in a Hefker. But they can't make it more than Hefker. Or does it mean more than that? They have an ability to transfer the Nechasim from Reuven to Shimon, from Shimon to Levi, from Levi to Yehuda. Says the Maritz Chiyas, according to those Rishonim, that side in the Chakira that holds that Hefker Bezen, Hefker just means they could be Mafker it. But at the end of the day, you have to be kind of in a Hefker. Maimit Shloshtam says the Maritz Chiyas has to come out to Hefker Bezen Hefker. Because whatever time you're going to give me, these are all on the Rabbanon level. So you're going to still have to come on to Hefker Bezen Hefker. So you know what the B'lay time is? Ordinarily, Hefker Bezen Hefker would just be able to say that if Shimon has Reuven's Azach, Shimon's Ashemit Pekadon on behalf of Reuven, so Reuven has an ability to be mafker his possession, or the Chachamim have an ability to be mafker. But if Levi wants to take ownership of it, Levi would have to be koymet. But Maimon Shloshtam says that even Bershus Shimon, it already belongs to Levi. That means the Chachamim had an ability somehow to take it and put it into Levi's Rishus. That's something that's B'lay Taima, because that's something that you don't find anywhere could work. Just one other interesting thing that's worth mentioning is that because Maimon Shloshtam is a Milsa B'lay Taima, the Rishonim and the Pesukim can speak out in many different cases that Ein Lecha Bay Ela Chidusha. So even though you do find the concept of Maimon Shloshtam, but it only works with a Chachamim when Megalot also works. So for example, the two areas in Halacha where you always find it is if you want to transfer a loan or if you want to transfer a Pekadon. What about a Mecher? What about a Mecher? Could you, b'maimed shloshtam, transfer a chefet or money, whether you're the moicher or the lekeach, through this maimed shloshtam to consummate a kinyan? The Rishonim say no, based on the fact that you don't find it ever mentioned in the context of a mecher. Vein l'chabay l'chidushay. So you want to pay a worker with a maimed shloshtam. Vein l'chabay l'chidushay. The Rosh says you can't do maimed shloshtam l'idei shliach, even though I can make a shliach to be mekadosh an isha for me. I can't make a shliach to be koin or makdin something on my behalf in my mishloshtam. Why not? In l'chabay el chidusha. It's even though shluchah shaladam gemaisa and kolat eregula, but if you want to execute a kinyin, my mishloshtam ayyadei shliach, that's something you wouldn't be able to do. Regardless, says the Gemara, vayt ibay lehu, deke le'echad, upeiroisav la'achar mahu. So if you look in the Rashbam and in Tosfos, there's a lot of confusion how to understand Pashup Shad in the Gemara. So you can learn this Gemara three times, and all three times you're going to learn the Gemara very differently, depending on whether you're going with Rashbam's Pshat, first Pshat, second Pshat, Tosfos, two Pshatim. Either way, there's a lot of different Pashup Shad in this Gemara, but we're going to go with the Reis Pshat. Al-Kain Nirilari. So says the Gemara, we just said that a Shchimra is like a Bari. And just like a bari can't be makna adava shloi b'loilam, so to a shchivra can't be makna adava shloi b'loilam either. So if somebody on his deathbed says, yoichal ploini peiros dekel zeh, loi omar klo, it doesn't work. Unless you give the dekel a peiros. So the shayla over here was, if a person, again, lav dafka shchivra, either a bari or a shchivmera who was giving away his field. He says deka leechod upeiroisev laachar. Now, what's the shayla? Mishayim mokem peiri oylai shayla. Do you say that when he gave the dekel to one person, he gave him the whole dekel, so that when he gave the peiros to the other person, all he's giving him is the peiros? Now, you can't just give somebody peiros. Ein oda makim davar shloi b'loilam. That's the halacha. So that it comes out the second person got nothing. Or maybe no. Or do you say that when he gave the dekel to one person, he gave him almost the whole dekel, but he was mishayer the dekel lepeiroso. So he left over a little bit of dekel that he can be makna over to the one he wants to have the peiros, so that the one he's giving the peiros to is not just getting the peiros, but he has a kinyan in the dekel for the peiros, the main afkamino, it won't be a dovah, shloi b'loilah, an intim, shloi b'loilah, if you're going to tell me that, no. The person you gave the dekel to, he gets the whole dekel. The person you gave the peiros to, all he gets is the peiros. If all he gets the peiros, he's going to get nothing. What if you gave the dekel to somebody else and you left the peiros for yourself? So it's not that you're giving the dekel to Reuven and the peiros to Shimon. There, the assumption is you gave the whole dekel to Reuven. All you're giving is the peiros to Shimon. Shimon can't be kind to the peiros. Shimon essentially in halach is going to end up getting nothing. But what if you gave the dekel to Reuven, and you're keeping the peiros for yourself? There is already a svara to say that you want to be left with something. Maybe you don't care so much whether Shimon's going to get the peiros, but if you yourself are the one that is in question whether you're going to get the peiros, you probably structured it in a way where you are going to be able to keep the peiros. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, in Tim Tzolei Medek Alecha Peiros Alecha Leishayim Mokem Peiri. In the case, if you'll tell me, the halacha is that if you gave the dekel to Reuven, the peiros to Shimon, Shimon ends up getting nothing. But dekel Alecha the Shayim Peiros of the fun of Shayim Mokem Peiri. Certainly, if you're going to, the shaila is whether you yourself get the peiros. It makes sense in umdana that you kept the peiros for yourself. My time will call the gabi nafshe ba'ayin yofa mishayir. So maybe you don't care so much whether Shimon's going to end up getting the peiros, but you do care for you yourself to get the peiros. So the dekel to Reuven and the peiros to Shimon, it could be you gave the whole dekel to Reuven and you weren't mishayir anything in the dekel for Shimon, which means all you're being machted to Shimon is the peiros. Ain't on the machted of a shlegaloyla. But dekel to Reuven and you're keeping the peiros for yourself, did this far would be fakir. Did this far would be that you were Mishai a little bit of the dekel, so you should be able to keep the peiros. How come with Shimon you don't care if he gets the peiros, and with you, you do care? Well, the answer is very simple. You don't care as much about Shimon as you care about yourself. When it comes to yourself, kol gabe nafshe, ba'ayin yofa mishai. Right? We had a whole machloikis earlier in the Masechta, that when someone's meicher, is he meicher b'ayin yofa? Is he meicher b'ayin ra? Machloikis, Rebiezer, Rabbi Akiva, different tanam that come up in this context. But that's pashut, says the Gemara. That's only when you're dealing with somebody else. But when you're dealing with yourself, kol legabi nafshei, b'ayin yofa mishai. Amalei rab, abalei rab ashi, anani rab shim, malokash basim. We had the same exact exchange. Rava amar rab Nachman, imtim tzoloimar, a chiluk between somebody else and yourself, not with regards to this halacha, dekel echad peiros of la'achar, but with regards to a completely different halacha, halacha we learned together in Perek HaMoicher is HaBayis. Dom Rav Shimon ben Lokish, HaMoicher Bayis HaChaver, if somebody sells a bayis to his friend, Dom Aleni, told Benasher, do tell Yoyne Shali, I'm selling you my house, but I want to keep the top floor to myself, I want to keep the roof. The halacha is, Diyuta Hel Yoyne Shaloi. He keeps the roof. Now who said this? Rish Lokish said. Remember, the Gemara earlier in the Masechta had a big problem with this, because it's in fact the Mefurash Mishnah. HaMecheres HaBayis, Loid Mocheres HaYetziah, right? There's a whole Shulchan Aruch of things that are not included when you're Mecheres HaBayis. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is Loid Mocheres HaDyuta El Yoyna. The Gemara asks Akasha, Reish Lakish and HaMoira needs to say something that's already Mefurash in the Mishnah. And the Gemara gave two terutzim, Machloikis, Reb Zvid, and Rapap, meaning, obviously, being that HaMoichas HaBayis, Loi Mochar HaSadyuta El Yoyno, it's obvious then that if this person went and he said, Al Menashe Dyuta El Yoyno Shali, he's probably coming to include something or exclude something that wouldn't otherwise be excluded. Again, if someone's Moichas HaBayis Sam, the halacha is the Dyuta El Yoyno is not included. Meaning he keeps the Dyuta El Yoyno. It's like he sold you my house, but the roof, I'm keeping the roof, used to be like a chatzar, I'm keeping the roof for myself. That's a Mishnah. Says Reish Lakish, if you sell your house and you stipulate mefurish that you want to keep the roof for yourself, so the roof is not going to be included in the sale. So again, what's the kasha? The kasha is, even if he didn't speak out that he's excluding the dutel yoyna, the dutel yoyna would be excluded. So why do I need Reish Lakish and Amoira to tell me Amoicha Bayis Chaver? So again, the Gemara said, it must be that this person is coming to exclude something extra. What's the extra? Rav Zvid said, Shem Ratzah Lohitzi Bozizim Maitzi. He's coming to say, ordinarily, if I would sell my house and my chatzar over to you, you would now own the ear space of your chatzar. So let's say I would want to take zizin, poles or beams, and I would want to protrude them from the house into the ear space of your chatzar, I wouldn't be able to do it. And even though I own the roof, it still doesn't give me the rights to be moitzi zizin. If I say that I'm selling you my house, then I would retain the rights, even in the chatzar, to be moitzi zizin. Rapapa, who was ultimately upgefragt in that Gemara, said that maybe what he's coming to leave back for himself is that ordinarily, if I sell my house and I leave over the diyut el yoyna, if the diyut el yoyna, if something happens to it, I wouldn't be able to reconstruct it. But where I say, al menasha diyut el yoyna shali, I have additional rights. Either way, says the Gemara, what would be that loch if I sold my bias to Ruvain and I left over the diyut of the Shimon? So again, Rish Lakish said that if I would sell my house, and I would say I'm a nasha dutel yoyna shali, even without saying I'm a nasha dutel shali, I have the dutel yoyna. So obviously I'm coming to give myself additional privileges. What's the additional privilege? The maskanas gemara is Rav Zvid, I can now be moitzi zizin. It's the same thing true with two people. So Reuven, you can have my house. Shimon, you get the dutel yoyna. Because I said meforish that Shimon gets the dutel yoyna, does that mean that Shimon also has the right to be moitzi zizin into the airspace of the chatzar? And if you're going to tell me that it's not considered a shir, so Shimon that got the Dutel Yoyna cannot be Moitzi Zizin per Rav Zvid, but Chutz Midyuta Mao. What would be the Aloch in Tim Slami Bayis Lech V'Dutel Acher Mloy Havishir Chutz Midyuta Mao? What if I'm not giving the Diyuta to Shimon, but rather I'm keeping the Diyuta for myself? It's the same pattern as in the previous Gemara. Even if you'll tell me that if Reuven gets the bias and Shimon gets the diuta, the loch is, it's not a shir, but chutz midiuta, havi shir. Nachman makes the same exact extension. There's a difference between selling the house to Reuven and the diuta to Shimon. It could be over there. Shimon does not maintain these extra rights to be able to be moitzi zizin. However, if I sell the bias to Reuven, I keep this diuta al-yoyna for myself. That's Rish Lakish's halacha, that I do have the right to be moitzi zizin. What's the difference if I'm giving it to Shimon or if I'm keeping it to myself? The difference is kol gabi nafshei be'ayin yofa. Meshayer. Nacha Gemar. Amar Rav Yosef Ben Yumi. Amar Rav Nachman. Shchidmera. Shekazav kol nechasav lacherim. Shchidmera that was giving all his nechasim to somebody else. Right. We look now. In the mechalik, if he was clearly trying to give all his nechasim away, then Mace, if he dies, kanu kulam. The halacha is, even though ordinarily a kinyan lachamisa, but this is a matna shchidmera. One of the chidushim of a matna shchidmera is that the person could be koine even after the Shchiv Merah dies. Additionally, Omar, if the Shchiv Merah gets up, he miraculously has a refuah, chayzer v'kula, he could be chayzer, like our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a Shchiv Merah that has a refuah, it's understood that he only gave his possessions away because he was dying. Now that he was Omar, he'd be able to be chayzer. In Benimlach, if however, it looks like it's not so clear in his mind that he's dying, you know, when he sat down to give away his nechasim, initially, we're getting the sense that this person, and we're reading his body language, we're trying to figure this out, we're doing some investigative work, but we're getting the sense that he didn't really want to give away all his nechasim. He was nimlach. At the end of the day, he said, you know what, just take everything. But it's not really what his intent was from the beginning. Over there, the halacha is going to be meis konukulam. If he dies, they will be koina. However, Ahmad, if he gets up, in a chayzer el ba'achr, he'll only be able to be chayzer from the last. And it's based on our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a shchimer has mishayer something, and he gets up afterwards, he can't be chayzer. So if he gives almost everything away, but he was shy, even karka kolshu, if he's omad later, he doesn't have a right to be chayzer. The only time a shchimer could be chayzer is if he gave everything away. So this person gave everything away, but he did it in two steps. He was a nimlach. So first he gave most of it away, and then he said, you know what, I'll give everything away. So the most that he gave doesn't become mitzurif to the last thing that he gave, so that we look at him as a shchimra that gave everything away, so the halach is that Amari could be chayzer. But we look at the most as the most, and then the last piece we look at independently. So the most that he gave away, he can't be chayzer from. The last thing, then he already gave everything. Whatever he had left over, he gave. So that's already a loy shire. So for that, the halach is, he will be able to be chayzer. Freak the Gemara, but how do you know that? How is it ever possible to know that this person was an imlach? Because you're reading his body language, because he gave it, and then he stopped, and then he gave the rest. Maybe he was just going through different chashbonos in his head. So who should I give this to? Who should I give that to? His hesitation, how do you know to interpret as if he's second guessing and he's deciding now to give everything away? Maybe he always had a mind to give everything away. If so, why didn't he just give it in one shot? Why does it look like he's thinking? Because he's pashut thinking through. He wants to do this with Yishuv Hadas to the best of his ability, to give whatever he wants to give to whomever he wants to give it. Says the Gemara, there's an umdan, it doesn't work that way. Stomi the Shchimra made it daik vavya. Shchimra, before he sits down to do this, or lies down to do this, he goes with a cheshbin, and he knows already what he wants to do. So his hesitation is interpreted not as him trying to figure out right now what to do, but rather he's not sure whether he wants to give everything away. So when he gives the majority of it away, we assume that it wasn't a matnas chivmera. It's for that reason, if he's omad, he doesn't have the ability to be chayzer. It's the last thing. At that point, he certainly gave everything away. If at that point he gave everything away, that he wouldn't be able to be chayzer from. One more gemara. Shchimra gives everything away. The omad, and then he got up. In chayzer, you can't be chayzer. Whoa. We're afraid that maybe he has nechasim b'medina acheres. Does this halacha sound troubling? It's connected to Mishnah. We have a shchimra. He gave all his nechasim away. Now he had a refuah shleima. What did the Mishnah say? He can be chayzer, because it's understood that he only gave his nechasim away because he thought he was dying. Here we say no. If we knew for sure it was all his nechasim, yeah. But how do you know it's all his nechasim? Maybe he has money in Switzerland. Maybe he has other nechasim. How do you know this is everything? Chayshinon shema yeshloi nechasim b'medina acheres. Freik the Gemara, elo masnis, and the Ketani lo yishayi karakul kol she'im matnasim kayemnes, heichim eshkachas, how's it never negated Allah in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that a shchimera gives everything away and he gets better. He could be chayzer. He should always be chayish. Maybe he has more nechasim b'medina sayam. Amar Rav Chama, but Omer kol nechse. It's different. This shchimra in this Gemara that Rav Nachman was talking about was a shchimra that didn't say, I'm giving everything away. He just started giving his things away. And as far as we know, he left over nothing. Says Rav Nachman, as far as you know means nothing. Because maybe he has something b'medina sayam. If the shchimra said before, I'm giving you everything I have. Okay, checkmate. He said, I'm giving you everything I have. Then what's the shailah? It's talking about where we have a chazak and we know for a fact he doesn't have anything else. Okay, if we know for a fact he doesn't have anything else, so there the halach is going to be that if he's omad, he could be chayzer. Rav Nachman was talking about it was loy mochsaklan. So if it's loy mochsaklan, that he doesn't have any other nechasim, you have to be chayish. Maybe he does have other nechasim b'dina sayam. The Mishnah is talking about where it's mochsaklan that he doesn't have any other nechasim. We know for a fact that he gave everything away. If you know for a fact he gave everything away, that's we have the halacha matnas chivmera. This particular chiddush within the halacha is a matnas chivmera, which is that a chivmera that gives away kol nechasov. What's the halacha? Omad, if he has a refuah, he could be chayzer because it's understood that he only gave it away because he was very sick. If he left over something, then we don't treat it as a matnas chivmera. But if he gave everything away, in that instance, we would treat it as a matnas chivmera. So as promised, we don't always keep our promises in the daf, but as promised, we mentioned yesterday that we went through Shabbos and Sunday, sugya of umdana, azlina basar umdana, or loy azlina basar umdana. So yesterday we spoke about some of the lighter things that emerged from yesterday's daf, but we have about 10 minutes left, so let's see if we can get a little bit intense. So we had a sugya of azlina basar umdana, or loy azlina basar umdana. Let's pick on one of the two cases that the Gemara mentioned. Haresha holach b'li medina sayam, a man had a son, his son went to medina sayam, v'shama shemez benoi. He heard that his son died, v'omad v'kosav kol nechosav l'achar, and he said, well, if I don't have a son, I'm gonna die, I have to give my nechosim to somebody. So he has a friend, he gives all his nechasim to his friend. And then later his son came, matanase matana. It doesn't matter, the matana is still a matana. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, amen. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says, "E matanase matana." The matana is not a matana. Shel moli hoyu yodeya, shebnoi kaim lo hoyu kaisim. Because had he known that his son was alive, he would have never give his nechasim over to this person. The Gemara said that Reb Shimon ben Manasseh holds that you go basar umdana. The Gemara calls it at the end of umdana the buchach. It's 100% clear. It's so obvious to everybody that this person would have never given the matana had he not, or had he known that he had a son. So the fact that he gave it means nothing it's understood that he did it at the Eitah Dehachi that his son was dead. Now that he finds out that his son is really alive, it's Pashit that the Halacha is going to be Ematanas Ematan. And there's a very, very small Tosfos here. Tosfos says, Tzorech Iyun Ishaicha Hach Milso B'dvarim Shebelev Enoin Dvarim U'Beperek Sheni Dekedushin Harachtibo. Tosfos says, I'm not sure how to relate this to the Sugya of Dvarim Shebelev. So what's the Sugya of Dvarim Shebelev? And what's this Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin where Tosfos himself says he was already Meirach? It's a classic Gemara. Kedushin Mem there was a person that sold all his possessions. And the reason he sold all his possession was he wanted to make aliyah. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. But at the closing, he didn't say anything. So he sold his house, he sold his car, he sold everything. Took his kids out of school. He's going to Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't mention that he's going to Eretz Yisrael. And then later it fell through. He couldn't go to aliyah. So he wanted his house back. He wanted his car back. He wanted to get his kids back into school. That's probably the hardest part. So he wants to get his life back together. Says the Gemara, Havidvarim Shabalev, Idvarim Shabalev, Einan Dvarim. I understand. I believe you. Say the Rishonim. We trust you. Of course. I understand. Nobody sells his Nechazim unless he has a Cheshbe. So your Cheshbe was he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. But at the end of the day, he didn't speak it out. Havidvarim Shabalev. Vidvarim Shablev in and far. Zokta, he says, Mash. It's Mash from this Gemara. Davka Mishum Shalay Pirish Dvarim. The issue with this man was because he didn't say clearly at the closing why he's doing what he's doing. Avalim Pirish Dvarim Lahed. But let's say he would have been Mefurish. He would have been very clear. He would have said why he's doing what he's doing. V'omer b'shas ha-mechesh u'moichram l'fisha u'roitz l'lechas l'eretz Yisrael. Havi ha-mecher batal. V'kosha fake toises. Even if he would have said that he's selling his mechasim because he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, it still should have been a problem. You know why? Amai ha-ba'inan t'nai kofol v'arei loy hisno shim lo yeh l'iskeim ha-mechach. Fake toises. We know that if somebody wants to sell something ala tonight, you want to be mekadosh anisha ala tonight, you want to be megarish anisha ala tonight, we paskin that you have to follow the Mishpatei HaTanoim. One of the basic Mishpatei HaTanoim, Tosfos just picks one, is Tanai Kofel. So you have to say that I want the Kedusha to be Chal if Kacha, and if so and so doesn't happen, I want that it shouldn't be Chal. There's a whole Nusach that you have to pull out of Siddur, there's Nusach Sfar, there's Nusach Ashkenaz. How you make a Tanai? It's not a Hefkevel. You have to follow a Nusach. So Freik Tosfos, it's Mashma from the Gemara that the issue was that it was Dvarim Shebelev. But had you verbally expressed, you would have communicated what you're trying to do, then everything would have been fine and well. Says Tosfos, even if you would have communicated, it wouldn't have mattered. Because if you didn't follow a particular nusach, there would have been an issue. Says Freik Tosfos, if you sell your nechasim, even if you sell it because in your mind you think X, Y, and Z is going to happen, the only way if X, Y, and Z doesn't happen, it can knock out your kinyan, is if you make a tanai. A tanai has a nusach. So it's mashma from the Gemara, says Tosfos, that the issue was Dvarim Shebelev. It's not true. Even if it was Dvarim Baal Peh, even if it was Dvarim Shebeksav, it still would have been an issue. Because at the end of the day, you didn't follow Mishpatei HaTanoim. Says Tosfos V'Oimeri. Re says Yisoid Gadol. Tosfos says it here in Kedusha Memtes on the days. Tosfos says it early in Masechtas Kedusha and Daf Vav on the days. Tosfos says it in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Tzadik Zayin and Aleph. It's one of the most important Yisoidis. They should teach it to every kid in the beginning of ninth grade. Va'oimer Re. Today they start learning Gemara in third grade, whatever. Va'oimer Re. The Tzorech L'Chalik V'Loimer. You have to say the Yesh Dvarim She'Einon Tzrichin Tanai Kafel. There are times you don't need to make a Tanai Kafel. Meaning, even though we know ordinarily, in order for a Tanai to work, you have to follow Mishpatei HaTanoim, the most basic halacha of which is Tanai Kofel, it's not always the case. Only sometimes. And Tosfos over here and Iksubas says that there's really three madregas. It's crucial. Number one, there's a Tanai where had you not spoken out to Tanai, no one on this planet could have read your mind and known what you were thinking. So, for example, I'll marry you, but it's going to cost you $200. $200, I'll be your husband. You could be my wife. Now, if you see a kedushin taking place, does it go through your mind? You know, so I have a feeling she's giving him $200. Because otherwise, there's no way this... How would anyone think that? You can make up any tanai in the world. There's tanoim that are mentioned throughout Shas that are all very tailor-made, customized between man and woman, buyer and seller, etc., etc. There's no way for us to anticipate, for us to know what's going through the makna and the koin and the makadesh and the mukadesh is his mind. In that case, if you add a tanai, some sort of stipulation to this kinyan that you're doing, the only time it's going to be in effect is if you say it with mishpatei HaTanoim. Being that it's something that there's no echach in the world of, without you expressing it. You need to express it. That's level one. But then there's level two. Level two is where you see something going down and you can guess, take a pretty good educated guess that I have, for example, somebody selling all his nechasim. He sells everything. He sells his house, he sells his car, he sells his suits, he sells his ties, he sells every single thing he owns. Wise a person. So either he's planning on taking his life or he's going Eretz Yisrael. He's making Aliyah. He's moving. He's going somewhere. He's leaving town. Now, even though it's possible that's not what's going on, maybe there's a different cheshbon, but it's very yitachin that that's what's going on. In that case, if you wanted to go and express and say, I'm selling my nechasim adayta lemesach Eretz Yisrael, being that even if you didn't say that you're doing it adayta lemesach Eretz Yisrael, we can take a pretty good guess and get it right 8 out of 10 times that that's probably what's going on. So it's true you'd have to express it, but you wouldn't have to express it in Mishpatei HaTanoim. And even without a Tanai Kafel, it would be enough. Because being that there's anyways some level of a Chacha, that's probably what's going on, Tosfos Lashon is, Begilui Milso Ba'alma, that would be enough. And that's this Gemara. That's this case where a person sold his Lechasim, Adayta Lemesek, the Eretz Yisrael. What was the Chesaron? Have you Dvarim Shabalev? Vidvarim Shabalev and Dvarim. Zok Tosfos, it's Mashma, the issue is only that it's Dvarim Shabalev. But had it been Dvarim Ba'peh, it would have been fine. Even Dvarim Ba'peh is not enough. Shouldn't you have to follow Mishpatei HaTanoim? The Teretz is no. Because being that there's a Chacha, even without your Dvarim, so all you need is a Gilui Milsa, Dvarim Ba'peh is a Gilui Milsa. I let the Dvarim Shabalev be a Gilui Milsa. Dvarim Shabalev and Dvarim, it's garnished. But if you would have Dvarim Ba'peh, even though it doesn't follow Mishpatei HaTanoim, that would be enough. But says Tosfos, there's a third Madrega. You know what the third Madrega is? Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis. There's a Madrega where a person does something and it's not 80% likely that there's something going through his mind. It's 100% you're talking that something's going. Guy gives all his nechasim over to some random guy named Yanko. Why, who does that? Who gives his money to Yanko? Presumably he thinks he has no family. Shama Shemez Benoi. 5 minutes later, he gives all his nechasim over to his best friend. Does that make sense? Or what? How do you connect? Does it take an investigator to put those dots together? Obviously, we know why he's doing it. He's doing it because he doesn't have any yersh. So now that his son comes, this person, says Tosfos, doesn't have to make a Tanai Kofel. This person doesn't even have to say anything. He doesn't even have to give us a Gilui Milso. Because it's so muchach, like the Gemara calls it here in Bava Basra, de muchach shiny. It's so muchach what's going through his mind that without saying one word, we understand everything. And there, even without Gilui Milsa, without Dvarim, even though Dvarim Shebelev really is Eina Dvarim, over here it's going to work. So there's three Madregas, there's three types of Tanayim, let's call it. There's a Tanai that fodders Tanai Kafel. There's a Tanai that requires just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. And then there's a Tanai that works even with Dvarim Shebelev. A Tanai that there would be no way for the man on the street to anticipate that requires Tanai Kafel. A Tanai where it makes sense that's probably what's going through his mind. But it's not muchach. There's an umdana, but there's not an umdana de muchach. It's likely that he's selling his nechasim because he wants to go somewhere. He's moving out of town. Let's call it Eretz Yisrael. But it's not muchach because there's a small chance that's not what's going on. There, you need something, but you don't need Mishpatei HaTanoim. A Gilui Milsa would be enough. And then there's a third Madrega. The third Madrega is where all you need, you don't need anything. Because there's an Umdana de Muchach, and Umdana de Muchach works in the same way Tanai Kafel works. You would not, sometimes you need Tanai Kafel, sometimes you need a Gila Milso, sometimes you don't need anything. The classic Tanai, you would need Tanai Kafel. Kedusha Mem Tesla Mebez, that's a good example of where all you need is an Umdana. So if you would talk, that would be fine. The problem with that Gemara was Dvarim Shablev, Dvarim Shablev, and Dvarim. Bava Basra, Kufman, Vava, Medbez. This is an example of where Umdana de Muchach Shaini, where you wouldn't need anything. So there's a lot more to talk about this, but we'll just leave with one Kasha, and Yetzhem will pick it up during the course of the week. And the Kasha is, every single time a person makes a Tanai, a classic case, Hariat Makadash Asli Amanash Atitni Li Masayim Zos. That's not a good Tanai. Because you need Tanai Kof. You have to say, Arab Mekudesh Asli, Amanash Titni Li Masayim Zos, Vimloy Titni Li Masayim Zos, Einat Mekudesh Asli, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Then it doesn't work. Right? You have to go both ways. You have to speak out the Tzad Hein, and the Tzad, you have to be Hein Koidim Lolav. Right? You really have to follow the guidelines. If you don't follow the guidelines, it's not going to work. Here's the kash. Frank the Rashbin getting daf ayin hey. That every single time a person makes a tanai, that's not tanai kafel. Once he makes the tanai, there's an umdur of the muchach of what's going on over here. He just said, so is there any suffix what he's thinking? He wants to marry this woman, but he's only willing to marry this woman in the event that he gives her 200 zuz. So enachinami, it's not uskahaltin in mishpatei atanayim. So it doesn't fit into category A. You didn't satisfy the requirements, the prerequisites of category A. What's category A? You made a tanai that no one in the world could have known you were thinking. You have to follow mishpatei atanayim. But here's the kasha. Once I make the tanai, albeit not tanai kafel, it automatically becomes a category 3. Because now I have an umdur of the muchach of what's going on. So if I have an umdur of the muchach of what's going on, so let it work, mitzad umdur of the muchach. So why is Areya Mekadesh Asliya Menashe Tindig L'masayim Zuz, where I didn't make a Tanai Kofel, any worse than Kosav Kol Nechosav La'achar, V'achar Kach Bo Ben Noi, where we follow Rav Shimon Menasi that says, E'matanos E'matano, U'enachinami, without me making the Tanai She'enoi Kofel, it wouldn't have been the same. But once I make the Tanai, albeit She'enoi Kofel, even though I didn't satisfy what I need to satisfy in order for it to follow the halachas of Mishpatei Atanayim, but now I don't need Mishpatei Atanayim because now it's like the third darga that Tosfos talks about throughout Shas. Now I'm an under the muchach. So why can't the Tanai gufa shaft under the muchach? But it could be what you have to say, and we'll leave with this, is probably have to shteltzu the Bricha Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, in Sechtes Kedushin, Siman Aleph, he brings B'Shem, his Gracer Rebbe, Reb Chaim Briska, that Reb Chaim said it in the context of Kedushin. And Mayo can attest to this. That is that finan umdina kemenish machina dibur and finan dibur kemenish shafin umdina. He said it to answer a velt kasha, because the halacha is that in order for a man to be mekadesh anisha, you have to say. It's not enough that you should nick this because of shtar biya. You need an amira. Nasan hu, amrahi, amira is a big deal when it comes to, Amir is a very big deal when it comes to Kedushin. But you have to say the words, Hareya, because stating that, the Gemara says, if the man or woman were talking about getting married, and all of a sudden he gives her a ring, even though he doesn't say, it's still going to be a Kedushin. Meaning, Umdir de Muchach works in lieu of Amir. You don't really need Amir. It could work with the Umdir de Muchach. So Tzidua, Rebach Ber, ask Reb Chaim, that the Gemara says, Klaus the Shiloh, Yesh Yad the Kedushin, or Ein Yad the Kedushin. Could you be Mekadosh Nisha with the Yad or not? And there's a man that holds that the only time your dying works is if it's the Yad Meichichas. So the Shaila of the Gemara is Yesh Yad Meichichas LeKedushin. So Rav Baruch Ber said, I don't understand. If the Yad that we're dealing with over here is anyways a Yad Meichichas, that means you have a Chacha. If you have a Chacha, who cares if Yesh Yad LeKedushin or Ein Yad LeKedushin? Who cares if this Parish of Yodis works for Kedushin? At the end of the day, you have a Chacha. And a Chacha works. Works. So Rav Baruch Ber asked Rav Chaim that what's the Gemara Shaila Rapop the Shaila in the Dorm Davovam and Beis? Yesh Yad LeKedushin or Ein Yad LeKedushin. The Yad is anyways a Yad Meichichas, according to the Nadama that says that the only time you're dying works even by Nedarim and Nazirus and by Haramim and by all the Shavuos is where it's a Yad Mechiach. So I'm reading, Dach, there's a Chacha. If there's a Chacha, it should be like Garaf and Hayim Adaber Yimel, this get good for the Shea. And Reb Chaim said that the answer is because when Adibur came in the Shaf and Umdana. It's true, Umdana works and Dibur works. But you want to create an Umdana from a Dibur? Now, the truth is Reb Chaim's vart was totally in a lot of the Lomdus of Kedushin. But it makes a lot of sense also. Umdana the Muchach only works when there's an Umdana the Muchach independent of your dibur. So if you were quiet, you didn't say a word, would we have a chacha or would we not have a chacha? That's when umdana d'muchach works. But when the whole chacha is based on your dibur and you got the dibur wrong, you can't say, okay, I don't have a good dibur because ain't yad l'kedushin, but let me at the very least have an umdana d'muchach. Zalo lech kacha. That already doesn't work. Either dibur or umdana. You can't say that let the dibur at the very least create a chacha. Could be it's the same mahalach over here. It's true that once the person makes the tanai, albeit a tanai she'ena kafel, now I have a chacha. Obafin adibur kemen eshafen an umdana. Other umdana, other dibur. The taich of umdana, the muchach, always is that independent of the dibur, I have a chacha. So if independent of the dibur, I have a chacha, that's umdana, the muchach. So if I look from the outside, I see a person selling goals nechasan, I have an umdana. If I see a person giving his entire estate to some random person, I have umdana, the muchach. But if by me looking from the outside, I have no umdana, I have no umdana, the muchach. It just so happens, he said something that now is getting me thinking, if the dibur in and of itself is good, but if the dibur is not good, but you want the dibur to change the way I see this from an umdana perspective, that doesn't work. Either way, we have a lot more to talk about. But before we conclude, I just want to say that today's daf is being learned by Ilu Nishmas Aaron David Ben Dov Olav Shalom. That is Dovi Zuckerman's grandfather. So may today's learning be a Ilui for his neshama. I also want to thank Dovi for sponsoring the coffee this week.